بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم متل الغني بحق طلبه صاحبه. In this chapter is discussed that it is not permissible, it is, if a person is in a position to pay back his loan, then he must not delay in paying back his loan. Unless, of course, an agreement is made, installments monthly we are going to pay, he must meet those installments regularly. And if he is a wealthy person and he had to take a loan and he has his money and that money is accessible, then he must not unnecessarily delay paying that loan. He must see that he pays it on its time and without causing inconvenience to the person that he is owing the money to. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُهَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Allah Ta'ala commands you to return the amanat to whom it belongs to. Though this ayat was specifically revealed with regard to the keys of the Kaaba Sharif, but the meaning of it is general. That is, if we have got anyone's amanat and that person asks for his amanat, do not delay. When we have to pay our merchants, we have made an agreement of 30 days payment, we must see that we pay on by the 30th day. Whatever, we must not unnecessarily delay and pull strings and play around with the people. The time of payment, what we have agreed on, we should pay on that time. We should not delay. This is not permissible. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنْ أَمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي اؤْتُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ. When you have trusted one another, then you should fulfill that trust which is within you. In other words, when you make an agreement, you are trusting one another that I will supply you the goods and you will pay me by so and so time, or you'll pay me COD, whatever it is, whatever the agreement is made, then maintain those agreements. Don't breach them. Don't go against them. And this is all, especially when the person has got the money and just because he's playing around with the money, he's now using it for something else, etc. Or for some people, just for no real reason, they don't pay on time. That should not be the case. We should pay according to our agreements and on our time. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that procrastination, delaying of a wealthy person is zulam. That is, a person who has got the money, it is accessible to him and he can pay the money and he does not pay it, he's making zulam on the other person. وَإِذَا أُتْبِعَ أَحَدُكُمْ عَلَى مَلِئٍ فَلْيَتُبْعَ. And if somebody else takes the responsibility of that debt, then accept that responsibility. That is, one person is owing another person, and that person cannot pay or whatever for whatever reason. And he asks a third person to take the responsibility of the debt. Then accept that responsibility, because the object is going to be fulfilled. That is, the third person now says, I will pay for this person. So now accept that and do not now become an hindrance to that, because you are going to get your money, though it is through a third person. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is also in the same context, that you must pay your laborer before his sweat gets dry. That is, pay him on time. Whatever, many of us, that also we delay. The date of payment that we have to make, and we ask you, what you think, I'm going to run away with your money. I am going to pay you. But he has worked, and the agreement we made, we will pay him by whichever date it is. Then we should see that we pay to him on that time. The hadith teaches us that payment for a purchase or for service and to delay in settling the debt, despite having the means, is also a major sin. The one who is wealthy, but if for some reason he does not have access to his wealth at that time, he may be excluded from this prohibition. The next chapter, Babu Karahiyati Audil Insan Fi Hibatin. That is, if we give somebody a present, is the next chapter, and then we take back our present that we have given. This is also not correct. This happens very commonly when a girl gets married, they give her jewelry, etc. And after a week or so, they take the jewelry back again. They say, we only borrowed it to you for the occasion. Or on any other reason, that we give somebody a present and then we take it back. Though there is difference of opinion between the Hanafis and the Shafis, when a thing has been given or intention has been made to give. But anyway, to take back a gift which we have given to somebody, that is also disliked in the hadith very greatly. عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الذي يعود في هيبته كالكلب يرجع في قيئه. حضرت ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a person who takes back the gift that he has given to somebody, like many time we give family members gifts or friend, and then again we say, no, I want it back again. That is like a cull, like a dog that is licking up its vomit. It vomited, it spewed. That is also dirty and filthy. And a dog, to be likened to a dog, is also very bad. Now, a person who takes back his gift is likened to a dog, and taking that gift back is like licking up the vomit that he has made. The spewing he did, that he took it back. وفي رواية مثل الذي يرجع في صدقته كمثل كلب بقيه ثم يعود في قيه فيأكله. In another similar narration, the person who takes back what sadaqah, what gift he has given, is like that dog that has vomited, that has spewed, and then it takes back that what it has spewed and it eats it up. وفي رواية الآيد في هيبتي كالآيد في قيئه. In another narration it comes, a person who takes back what he has given is like a person, like a dog that has taken, that licks up its own vomit again. So we should be very careful. The two, both these things are very despicable. The dog also, and vomiting and spewing. Who would like to lick up his own spew? So when we give a gift to somebody and we take it back, the example is of that. وعن ابن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال حملت على فرس في سبيل الله فأضاعه الذي كان عنده. Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I gave a horse as a gift to a person for jihad purposes, to go in jihad. But that person did not look after the horse properly. He did not feed it, etc. He did not look after it. He did not take good care of it. فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَشْتَرِيَهُ. So I decided I will buy it back from that person. And it was in my mind that since I gave it to him, he will sell it back to me at a cheap price, at a lower price. وَزَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ يَبِيعُهُ بِرُخْسٍ فَسَأَلْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ. So I asked Nabi Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, what should I do in this matter? I gave him this horse as a gift. He is not looking after it. So I'm thinking of buying it back again. It's a very good horse. And I'm sure he will sell it to me at a lesser price. فقال, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تشتري. No, don't buy it back again from him. ولا تعود في صدقتك وإن أعطاكه بدرهم. And do not return back in the charity that you have done. You gave him a horse, even if he sells it to you just for one dirham. And the reason the ulama explained for this, you gave him that horse, say, which is worth 20,000. And now when he sells it back to you at 10,000, so the charity you gave, you have diminished it by 10,000. Because now he is selling it back to you at a cheaper price. So you are diminishing your charity which you have given. فَإِنَّ الْعَائِدِ فِي الصَّدَقَةِ كَالْعَائِدِ فِي غَيْئِهِ. A person who takes back again in the charity that he has made, in the gifts that he has given, is like a person who takes back his own vomit. that what he had vomited, and he takes it back again. And then there is also detail in this masala that if it goes into the hands of a third person, or it comes through inheritance, etc., then it will be permissible to take it back. But the basic thing is that when we give a gift to somebody, we should not take it back again. We have given it, and we should have maintained it. And as far as Shafis are concerned, even when the intention of the gift is made and the possession has not been taken, then too they should not take it back. So this is also an important aspect which happens in the family. We give gifts to the children, etc., we take it back again. We give gifts to the wives, we take them back again. This is not at all the correct procedure and the correct thing to be done.